Well, let's turn to the health consequences of the pandemic. And after Australia's worst day on record for COVID-19 infections, authorities are grappling with why the case numbers aren't going down. Over the past fortnight, more than 2,000 people in Victoria failed to self-isolate between getting a test and receiving a result. And while there's no way of knowing why people are doing that, it's likely insecure work and unclear messaging may be partly to blame. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Like thousands of other Melburnians, Adam Rico took himself off to get a COVID-19 test recently after he and his housemates developed symptoms of sore throat and fever.
I felt like I had a bit of a temperature, but that was it. So the three of us, considering we lived with Steph, who was showing lots of the symptoms, we went and got tested together.
The test was back within 2 days and he was in the clear. But as he waited for his results, he did leave the house to get a coffee, though he practiced social distancing. He says he was advised to self-isolate, but that it wasn't a clear instruction.
I think if they had said, now you need to self-isolate, this is what self-isolating means. It means not going to the supermarket. It means not visiting your partner. It means this and this, or just giving sort of a quick rundown or just a bit more information about what self-isolation actually is.
Anyone waiting for a result should be staying at home. Professor Lynn Gilbert is a senior researcher at the Marie Bashir Institute of Infectious Diseases.
If they're sticking to the rules for all of Melbourne and Mitchellshire, there should be relatively little risk.
Unfortunately, the risk is there. Of the 3,800 new coronavirus cases in Victoria in the past 2 weeks, more than 2,000 didn't self-isolate in the time between going to get the test and receiving a positive result. Lynn Gilbert says the advice is clear.
Certainly it would be highly desirable for them to stay away from work for however long it takes to get a result. And I understand the turnaround time for results is still pretty quick despite the very large number of tests that are being done.
Though for many, even a couple of days off isn't possible. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews acknowledged that insecure work may be to blame. Casual workers are at a big disadvantage, according to Dr. Fiona McDonald from RMIT's Centre for People, Organisation and Work.
The key factors are that they're underemployed generally because they can't get enough hours. They're required to be available on call to pick up work at very short notice. And if they don't pick up extra hours, not only don't they get paid that week, but often they won't get scheduled to work the following week either.
Victorians are eligible for a one-off payment of $1,500 if they have to take time off after a positive test or a close contact with a confirmed case. But currently, that's not available to people taking time off waiting for a test. Though Fiona McDonald says such a payment may not be enough to persuade people to stay at home.
That might be the case for people in hospitality or retail in particular. If you disappear for a couple of weeks, then it would be very difficult to get back on the roster in these circumstances.
RMIT Senior Research Fellow Dr. Fiona McDonald, Bridget Fitzgerald, our reporter.